Good morning and almost Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Massachusetts. Today's date is December 31st, 2020. Wow. 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting. And today we're reading from the Big Book. We are in the chapter, There Is a Solution. We're on page 25. In paragraph 3, which begins with, if you are seriously as alcoholic or compulsive about food. So look forward to unpacking that with you today. Here's our team for today. Reading the 12 steps is Naomi B. The 12 traditions, Martha Z. Our readers are Dion R. and Brandy M. And Jody E. is going to greet newcomers. And Leslie M. will close us out with some announcements. So, the reference number for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting, that would be for Wednesday, December 30th, is 16098. That's 16098. And the reference number for this morning's 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting, December 31st, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time is 16106. That's 16106. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive overeating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Naomi B. to please read the 12 steps.
Thank you, Elaine. Thank you. Good morning, family. This is Naomi B., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater outside Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The 12 steps. One, we admitted we are powerless over food, that our lives have become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admit it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for allowing me to do service in December, and Happy New Year. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Naomi B. You too. Right back at ya. Martha Z., will you please read the 12 traditions? 12 traditions. Thank you.
Good morning, Elaine. Thank you for your loving service. This is Martha Z. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater by the grace of God, also from outside of Philadelphia. The 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there's but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And I wish for all an abstinent recovering New Year. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Martha Z. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted using star 1, please. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page 25 of There is a Solution, and we are on paragraph 3, and I will ask Dion R. to please begin reading.
Yes, hi, thank you. Good morning, everyone. I am Dion R., recovered compulsive overeater, in a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. If you are seriously alcoholic, as we were, we believe there is no middle-of-the-road solution. We were in a position where life was becoming impossible. And if we had passed into the region from which there is no return through human aid, we had but two alternatives. One was to go on to the bitter end, blotting out all consciousness of our intolerable situation as best we could. And the other is to accept spiritual help. This we did because we honestly wanted to and were willing to make the effort. Wanting to, yes. I got sick and tired of being sick and tired of trying to do it my way, trying human will, somebody else's will, anybody's will, but my higher power's will. I didn't want a spiritual help. I was running from spiritual. No, I don't want that. Got to be a better way. And when I ceased fighting everybody and everything, even myself, life become bearable. And I think back now of all the things I've been through in recovery and came out, my higher power lifted me out of the mess. It was on, and had I been able to deal with any of this, if I was using, no way. No way. I've been like a tornado, you know, or just a quick death and watching everybody else fall off the cliff with me. So today I could do something different because I know I can't play with this disease. It's one I'm not going to play with. Compulsive overeating will kill me. And it was. Now I'm trying to recoup from all that, you know, slow suicidal death I was putting in my body. So today I have a new solution. I'm a new employer, and there is no question in my mind. I know who I am and what I am. Yes, when I leave here, transition, I'll still be a compulsive overeater. Hopefully very grateful, too, and honest. And I don't know. That's all I have is just like I can't play with this game. I mean, with this disease, it is no game. You know, I can't straddle the fence. You know, many things and higher books say I can't straddle. And this program say I can't straddle. Either you are one or you aren't. That's the first step. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks for allowing me to share.
Thank you so much for your service, Dion R. Okay. Although we value your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared on the line since Monday, then you'd be welcome to share today. Please press star 1 to unmute and let me know your name.
Brandy M.
Brandy Heather M. W. M.
I heard Heather.
Heather W.
W. Yeah. Anybody else? I've got Brandy M.
Brandy M. Okay.
Yep, Brandy M. Annette. And Heather W. Annette.
M.
Annette M. Thank you.
And Nancy J. from Geneva, Illinois.
Nancy J.
Kathy K. from Sacramento.
Kathy K.
Sherry K. B.
And Sherry K. B. Okay, great. Well, that's a great lineup. Thank you very much. So I've got Brandy M., Heather W., Annette M., Nancy J., Kathy K., and Sherry KB. Woohoo! Happy New Year. Okay, let's get started, Brandy M., and you'll be followed by Heather W.
Good morning. It's Brandy M., recovered compulsive reader food addict in Alberta, Canada. This is such a great line in the big book. You know, it really outlines for me there's either door number one or door number two. There's no other options. And I always try to take the middle of the road solution. And, you know, there is no middle of the road solution. All of those things that I tried are only temporary fixes to a disease that is, you know, this is a permanent disease. I need a permanent solution. And this program, and the steps and all of that that's outlined in the big book, that's my permanent solution to recovery of this disease. But, you know, I could continue going on. It's like, you know, when I looked at it, it's like I can continue to make a mess out of life and continue to eat compulsively and not be able to show up for anyone or anything because I'm too busy, you know, in my disease. And, you know, just making a mess, being that tornado, touching everything and making, you know, life miserable for myself and everyone. And, or I can accept spiritual help. And all it takes is for me to be willing, open, and honest to accept that spiritual help and, you know, coming to a place of surrender. But I wasn't going to do that unless I had the gift of desperation. There was no way I was going to, you know, why would I need God if it's not really that bad? And, you know, if I wasn't, so I had to get to a place where life was becoming impossible before I would go to the next step of, okay, maybe I can't do it. Maybe my ideas aren't working and I need to accept the spiritual help. And today, you know, life is so different. It's so grand. And, you know, every promise that they say in the big book is coming true for me today. But it's because I took door number two and I walked through with both feet, not 1 foot out, 1 foot in, both feet. And, you know, it's funny because this program, my daughter said to me yesterday, Mom, like, this program's like your life. And I'm like, yeah, it really is. Because I don't have the life I have today without this program. And so, you know, I hear so often people saying, well, how am I going to fit this program in my life? No. But this program is my life. And then I get all those gifts outside my life because of this program. So with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Brandy M. Okay, Heather W., you are up next, and you'll be followed by Annette M. Please go ahead, Heather.
Hey, y'all. Good morning. This is Heather W., recovered here in Baltimore. So, so, so grateful to be on the line. So grateful. You know what this program has given me? You know, an entirely abstinent year. Entirely abstinent 2020. Entirely abstinent the year before that, 2019. Entirely abstinent the year before that, 2018. You know, entirely abstinent for half of the year in 2017. When I finally took this program, did these steps without the middle of the road solution. I sat in OA for 6 years, right, trying to do some middle of the road. You know, I'll be abstinent 75% of the time. Oh, that doesn't work, you know. I'll work the steps when I want to. I'll work the steps that I want to. I'll take what I want and leave the rest. That doesn't work, right? No middle of the road solution. And the big book, they give us, you know, they give us these things in very clear terms, black and white, you know. I'm either going to work the program or I'm not. I'm either a compulsive eater or I'm not. I'm either entirely abstinent or I'm not. For 6 years in OA, I would say, I'm imperfectly abstinent. What did that mean? I'm not abstinent. I'm still eating compulsively. You know, that's what it meant, right? And then I was reading We Agnostics yesterday with a sponsee of mine. And, you know, they tell us in that God either is or he isn't. And I feel like this lines up with this so well, right, with the middle of the road solution, right? God either is or I'm isn't. I'm either giving it to God, my higher power, or I'm not, you know? And every time I chose to eat compulsively, I'm saying God isn't. I'm saying the food is more powerful. I'm saying my will is better. So just what a powerful paragraph, you know? And I know for so many years on December 31st, I would tell myself this is going to be the last time. I'm never going to binge again after this. I'm going to go hard tonight, though. But tomorrow, January 1st, is beginning the new diet, the new life-changing diet. And I'll lose, you know, this illustrious weight that I need to lose. And everything will be different tomorrow. But for tonight, I'm going to go hard in the food. I don't have to do that anymore. Haven't had to do that for years. Thank you, God. You don't have to either. You know, you don't have to pick up the food tonight. You don't have to have one last binge. You don't have to start tomorrow. It can start today. I know I never, ever, ever have to eat compulsively again because I've done this work, because I was finally willing to do the work and make the effort. It works when we work it, right? So it can start today. It doesn't have to wait until tomorrow. So thank you all for letting me share, and with that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Heather W. Annette M., you're up next, and then you'll be followed by Nancy J.
Hi, this is Annette M. from Toronto, Canada. I'm so grateful that I let down the gauntlet and I admitted that I was powerless. And that, you know, I came in for the vanity and I stay endlessly for the sanity. You know, God has given me an ability to go to him now. I hear him every day. You know, many times, and, you know, I know that he has the answers. I used to look to others to give me the answers, you know, the therapists or what have you, or people. And the reality is they may be a messenger, but they're not the answer. God gives me the answer. And I'm so grateful that I had the willingness just to say, I'm licked. I can't do this. And I'm licked, not just with the food, but with my feelings of self-pity, selfishness, dishonesty. I'm powerless. I have to go to God for direction. And I'm so grateful that today I know without uncertainty that's my go-to before anyone. That's it. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Annette M. Nancy J., you're up next, followed by Kathy K. Star 1 to mute, please, Nancy.
Sorry, it slipped back into the muted. But anyway, I wanted to say it's such a joy to be here with everybody, and I wish everybody a very happy new year. You know, this paragraph about the two choices we have to just blot out life or accept spiritual help. That's such a great way of looking at it. And I think about today being New Year's Eve, tomorrow being New Year's Day. And what I'm looking forward to has nothing to do with food, which is amazing for someone that used to eat the way I used to eat, just binging, and huge volumes of food. What am I looking forward to today on New Year's Eve and tomorrow, New Year's Day? I'm looking forward to being with the fellowship. It gives me such a joy, starting with this meeting. And just that joy that all the wonderful Zoom meetings, I've got a big list of them. I had to make a chart. There are so many. There's so many marathons and so many wonderful events, including Zoom parties and all for OA. We're such a wonderful fellowship, and it goes around the world. And there are just wonderful events today and tomorrow. And if anybody wants to call me, that'd be fine. And I'd be glad to share some of these wonderful events with you. I mean, there's so much that we're a part of. We're not alone. And isn't that wonderful that we're not alone? We not only have our higher power and the spiritual program, but we have each other to just be so joyous that it's the end of the year and start of a new year. And for recovery, that we're those of us who are in recovery, those of us who are journeying towards recovery, we're all helping each other. And what a great feeling that is. And it has nothing to do with food. Once the food is down, that's not what we look forward to. We look forward to the fellowship and to the spirituality of the program. And so there's so much to be grateful for. And I just thank you all for being there. And with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Nancy. Yes, so glad y'all are here. Special welcome to newcomers. We are in There Is a Solution on page 25, paragraph 3. And Kathy K. will share next, and you'll be followed by Sherry K.B. Please go ahead, Kathy K.
Good morning, everyone. I am Kathy K., a grateful compulsive overeater. I have 1 day of abstinence, and I'm grateful to know that there is a solution, and it's not me. I was absolutely possessed yesterday in my first day of abstinence, wanting to track my calories on a computer app and figure out how much I had eaten or not eaten yesterday. And my sponsor told me I couldn't do that, and that I was, you know, she said, I just need you to be honest and be willing to do whatever it takes, no matter what, be willing to go to any lengths. And so I had to spend yesterday making outreach calls and sitting on my hands and not doing that thing because I can't do it my way anymore. I can't try to do it the way that I thought it should be done. I know that if I do that, I'm dead. I admitted to a fellow that I got really worried that my bottom was going to be death, like in a serious, organic, like really genuine way. I weigh over 400 pounds, and this disease is going to kill me, and it's time to twerp or get off the twig, as they say, and accept the spiritual help. I loved hearing that, you know, I have to walk into recovery with both feet. I can't have one foot on either side of the fence. And so I'm choosing recovery today. I'm choosing to do it God's way and the program's way and the simple way. My brain is a constant over complicator. It wants to make $20 off of a $5 problem. And so I just get to listen to other people in the fellowship, make outreach calls, do the work, and not pick up the food no matter what. And it's funny that yesterday I was abstinent and the food didn't occur to me. The anxiety of not having the food was there. And I'm willing to go through that anxiety today of not having the food while I get my jittery and befogged head clear. So I'm just really grateful, and with that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Kathy K. You are in the right place. And Sherry K.B., you're up next, and We'll take another line up on page 25, paragraph 3. After your share, Sherry, please go ahead.
Good morning, Elaine. Good morning, everybody. It's Sherry KB in Northern California. Very grateful, recovered, compulsive reader. Thanks so much for your service, Elaine, and Team Thursday and everybody on the line, and welcome newcomers, and welcome to the beginning of a new year almost tomorrow. You know, this paragraph to me is a paragraph of hope because it's telling me a situation. If I'm seriously a compulsive overeater, there is no middle of the road solution for me. It's telling me that I have two choices, and I don't have door number three. It's either go on to the bitter end, trying to do this by myself, self-willing it, you know, my ego getting in there, running the Sherry show, or accept spiritual help. And the spiritual help for me is the 12 steps, because that's where I do the work. The food is down. I get unblocked. I get connected to my higher power, because that's the only way that something's going to work for somebody like me. But I have to diagnose myself. I can't nobody else can diagnose me, but I need to diagnose me, and am I a true, serious, compulsive overeater? And if it is true, then this is it. There's, you know, it's either one or the other. I have no choice. Because if I want to, I can stay in denial and just keep trying to do things my way and run the Sherry show or accept spiritual help. And this is a paragraph of hope. And because I really want to, you know, I don't know about you, but I was tired of living the way I was and, you know, doing it one more time. And something was mentioned about those resolutions. And, you know, the truth is that for a long time I always made resolutions. I never made a decision to really quit. And that's what I had to ask myself. Are you really ready to quit, Sherry, for good? That's the question, because my brain, being a compulsive overeater, will twist and turn all the words, but I had to find exactly what fit me as a compulsive overeater. And the truth is that if I look at my history, I've never been able to do this by myself. I used to think I did. My disease wanted me to think I could, but I can't. I can't do it without the steps and without my higher power. I do know that. And what a relief it is, too, because I don't have to do this alone. You know, I've got God, the steps, I've got this fellowship, I've got this wonderful meeting. But, you know, who wants to go into the bitter end? Who wants to stay in denial about this disease? Because I was. You know, my ego is just as worse as the food ever was. That's what I also have to look at, too, is my ego, my pride, you know, my defiance, what I've done to try to prove that I'm not, you know, that bad. But the truth is that I am. But I do have hope, and it's here with God's help. And I pass. Happy New Year, everybody.
Thank you very much, Sherry KB. Happy New Year to you, too. And special greetings to newcomers today. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you would like to comment on page 25, paragraph 3, if you are seriously, then please press star 1 to unmute and let me know.
Diane B.
Diane B, was that?
Liz A.
Book.
Okay, I heard Liz, Diane B. and Liz A. I heard somebody else, but I didn't catch it.
Michelle M.
Maria T.
Michelle M. And Mary,
Barbara
was
A.
that? Maria T.
Barbara E.
Barbara E.
Deb E.
Lorraine
Deb
W.
We may not have time for Lorraine as well. But this is what I've got for a lineup. Diane B., Liz A., Michelle M., I think it was Marie T., Maria T., Barbara E., yeah. Dev W., and if there's time, Lorraine W. as well. So that's what we've got. We've got Diane B. followed by Liz A., and if you're not Diane B., please press star 1 to mute your phone. And Diane, let us know where you're from.
Good morning. This is Diane B. from New Rochelle, New York. And I haven't shared in a long time, but today I was really moved to do so. And what I have to ask myself, I've had many relapses, what I have to ask myself, do I honestly want to do this work, and am I willing to make the effort? Am I willing to go to any lengths, and am I going to do a thorough and fearless and honest job of doing this work? My answer today is yes. And my answer for over a year has been yes. And I have been feeling, you know, much better without having to be in relapse, without having to binge. This year was a very difficult year. I've been in the house most of the time since March. This is like perfect fodder for my disease to take over. And yet, working these steps, doing all the work I'm told to do, following directions, doing outreach, doing my writing, doing my praying and meditating, everything, I believe that I have been fearless and thorough and honest and willing. I finally truly understand the severity of this disease, and I ran out of options. There were no other ways for me to try to control this disease. That was like the biggest lie I was telling myself, was that I could control it, and I can't. I have to turn over to a higher power. I have to do everything I'm told to do to continually grow my spiritual connection. So happy New Year, everybody, and with that I pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Diane B. Liz A., you're up next, followed by Michelle M.
Hi, this is Liz A. I'm from Michigan. Happy New Year, everybody. I am newer to this, a vision. I'm not new to OA. So this is my first time sharing in this format. This paragraph is so powerful to me because when I crawled into OA, I had placed myself beyond human aid. By that point, I was bulimic, and the measures to which I went to try to maintain a normal weight and look normal were killing me. And I battled the food addiction, and I really needed treatment, but I had no insurance. And so OA was my only option. And I just thought God and I were enough. I didn't want to tell anybody the secret, my secret eating, my binging purging, my over-exercising, all the insane things, the fasting, 2-4 days of fasting. And I did not want anybody to know because I had kept that mask so in place. And it's through these rooms that the loving care and the honesty has helped me to remove that mask and to say, I need help. I am beyond human aid, and God helps me, and I need God with skin on. And it's my true friends that will tell me what I need to hear. I don't need somebody to co-sign my bullshit, because I looked for that, you know, a lifetime of co-signing. And the one thing I know is that I have the capacity to be honest. And so I just keep coming back. I mean, I started in 1986 and never left the room. And there's that saying, don't quit before the miracle happens. Because I started with 5 years of trying to prove I was the exception and finally realizing that I belong. Okay, I'll pass.
You do belong. Thank you, Liz A. Michelle M., you're up next, followed by Maria T. Please go ahead, Michelle.
Hello, my name's Michelle M, and I'm I am a compulsive eater from Fort Collins, Colorado, and so grateful to be on the line today. My life before program was impossible. I was filled and paralyzed with despair and fear. So as I was working this morning and listening to you, I realized I'm willing to put an app on my phone that I don't understand, that I don't know how it works, but I'm going to believe that will do what it is I want it to accomplish, what goal it is. So I thought it was absolutely nuts when someone told me I had to put the food down. I said, wait a second, lady, that's the problem. I can't put the food down. You want me to put the food down, which I can't do, and then find a God who abandoned me? Oh, come on. That just can't work. But I was desperate. So I was desperate to take this idea that seemed the nuttiest thing that I'd ever heard in my life, to find a power that didn't love me, that had abandoned me from the beginning, and make this system work. But I had that single straw of hope. Hope that I don't want to live in this disease anymore because it's soul crushing. So I tried the God idea. It was slow, that I did what I was told, I followed directions, and I don't live in despair and paralyzing fear anymore because I was willing not to do it halfway. I was willing to learn. I was willing to stumble and pick up again, pick up the tools and the text that clearly shows me how to get over this crazy disease. And you need someone to unpack these ideas because they don't make sense in the beginning unless someone who's traveled this path can help you to do that. And I'm so grateful for the people that went before me that showed me how to do this. I can't stop. I couldn't stop with diets. I couldn't stop with fasting. I couldn't stop with bariatric surgery. My brain still was broken, and it used liquid sugar to try and get better, and that didn't work. I was out of solutions. This works. I'm so grateful for the people that came before me and willing to show me how to get better. Thank you, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy New Days. Pass.
Thank you very much, Michelle M. Awesome. It's a powerful program, friends. Maria T., you are up next, followed by Barbara E. Please go ahead, Maria.
Thank you, and thank you for your service. And I'll just say a Happy New Year to everybody. My name's Maria T., and I'm from Norway, and I'm a grateful recovered compulsive overeater today. And I can say that with my hand on my heart that I am totally full of gratitude today for that. This time last year was a completely different story altogether, and I've been abstinent now for 9 months, and I honestly thought that I was at that point where it says here in this paragraph that I was that I was going on to the bitter end, blotting out the consequences of my intolerable situation as best I could. And it was because I was desperate. I was in another big book program, OA program, and I just could not get abstinence, no matter how much I tried. I knew the solution was in the big book, but I just couldn't get it. And I honestly thought my weight was going up and up, and I just thought, I'm going to die. You know, if I get COVID, I'm going to die. And I can't die. You know, I've got a child. I'm a single mom. I've got a child who needs me. I can't die. And by the grace of God, a friend of mine contacted me to wish me a happy birthday, and that person suggested coming to A Vision for You, and I came to it. I went to a meeting. One of the meetings here, and I heard what I needed to hear, and I was just totally blown away with the recovery. So it ticked all the boxes for me. It gave me a life beyond my wildest dreams. I'm not saying that every day is perfect, but I have a solution to live by. I can live in 10 and 11 and 12, and that gives me a solution for my daily problems, and I don't have to turn to the food for a solution anymore. And I'm just really grateful and just want to wish everybody a very happy new year, and hope that it's an abstinent and peaceful one. Thank you very much. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Maria T. Okay, Barbara E., you're up next, followed by Dev W.
Good morning, everyone. This is Barbara E. from New Jersey, not as exotic as Norway, but I bet I'm a little bit warmer, maybe not. Anyway, I want to wish you all a happy new year. And this too was an important paragraph for me. I say that with every paragraph. As a compulsive eater, I've eaten past the point of being full to the point of excruciating pain that keeps me from moving, sleeping, or thinking. I binged on foods I disliked because it was all I had. I ate dozens of food trying to avoid the food I was craving until I finally gave in and ate the food I craved. I made excuses to be late and leave events early because I couldn't eat in front of people the way I wanted to. I stayed home instead of joining others in activities so I could eat alone. I've been to multiple drive-thrus to hide the amount I was eating. I went to multiple stores to disguise purchases, and when buying large amounts of sweets, I'd make up stories for the cashier to justify why I was buying them. I would eat while shopping in stores and on the way to my car because I couldn't wait. Now, as a recovered compulsive overeater, I have abstinence, which is much better than the taste of any food. I feel peace and serenity around food at events. I know I don't have to take that first compulsive bite. I feel freedom from sugar. I have a food plan that makes my life peaceful instead of a diet I'm struggling to follow. I have a life that is filled with higher power, program, and more miracles than I can count. I am present and really listen to people. I trust my higher power. I ask my sponsor before I make changes to my food plan, even after 24 years. I regularly attend meetings, read literature, work my steps, and use the tools. I pray rather than binge. I look for service opportunities. I'm able now to speak up for myself and my needs when it comes to program and food. I am letting people know the real me for the first time in my life, not the me I pretended to be. I am as happy as I make up my mind to be and accept life on life's terms. I no longer need to eat over every emotion, nor do I need to stuff down my feelings. When I'm struggling, I look for the spiritual solution, not how to eat some food. I know that I have a disease and that I need spiritual, emotional, and physical recovery. My spiritual recovery is what allows me to have emotional and physical recovery. I no longer need to be perfect, which is good, because I was never good at being perfect. Thank you so much. Happy New Year, everyone.
Thank you very much, Barbara E. Okay, Dev W., you are up next, and Lorene W., we have time for you, too. So, Dev W., please go ahead. Let us know where you're calling from.
Hi there. It's actually Deb E., recovered compulsive overeater, calling from Israel. Good morning, everyone. And the other to accept spiritual help. The other option is to accept spiritual help. And I'm so grateful that I accepted spiritual help because it's really changed everything about my life. I was reflecting on this morning as I was journaling, thinking about how different my outlook on life has been since I started working the steps. And the other option, the way they described it, just sounds so awful, right? Was to go on to the bitter end, blotting out the consciousness of our intolerable situation as best we could. It sounds so bad, but it's so hard to get out of that. And I remember how difficult it was. Like this, you know, they make it sound so simple. It's like, well, you could choose this terrible option, or you can choose this option, just accept spiritual help. It sounds so easy, you know? And that's the kind of stuff that would get me frustrated in the beginning because I was like, it's not easy. I can't just do it. But the reason I couldn't do it was because I wanted to go on eating and get recovery too. And I can't do both. I can't believe that my higher power is going to turn my life around and not believe at the same time. It doesn't work. As other people have shared, to have like one foot in both camps. And I was just thinking this morning about how different my outlook is. I just don't worry as much anymore. And I was such a worrier. And the reason I don't worry is because I really believe that my higher power has my back. I really believe that whatever comes my way is for my good because it is part of my journey. Now, that doesn't mean I am thrilled when difficult situations arise or when I'm not given, because I think it should be given to me what I think I should have, you know. But by working on this attitude that and this outlook on life, that I should really just be I should just be grateful for what I have and to look at things as instructions and directions and guidance from my higher power, as opposed to the world working against me when I feel frustrated. It's really been a much easier way to look at life. And I'll pass with that. Thanks so much for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Dev E. in Israel. And Lauren W., or Lorene, I believe it is.
Yes, this is Lorene W. from Rockland, Massachusetts. Thank you for letting me share. And I really appreciate Visions for You. I've been on this for quite some time now, as my step sponsor suggested. If you are seriously alcoholic, as we were, there's no middle-of-the-road solution. This whole paragraph just talked to me today that I needed to read this, because did I want to blot out the consciousness of our intolerable solution to the best as we could, or could I accept the spiritual help? And today, I know that half measures avail me nothing. I've been in this spot before. I've been in relapse prior to this occasion. I came in at 300 pounds and lost over 100 pounds initially, and got into a couple of relapses that increased that weight, but never, thank God, back to 300 pounds, up to 240 something. Yet, I tend to sabotage what my good plan of eating is, because I look for things that aren't sugar or flour, that are, say, they're vegetables, but, you know, I'm just testing myself and retesting myself and not allowing God to clear my mind and keep it safe from eating things that could bother me. And so during program, I've had to readjust my food plan many, many times and look at things that I could get into trouble with, you know, even though for some people that eat them, they're abstinent. For me, they tend to create problems, like anything I could eat with my fingers, you know. I had to learn to be good about weighing and measuring items because, you know, my idea of a portion of something could be a side of beef. You know, my idea in my head is not clear to what it could be and should be. And I need to accept that fact for today and know that no middle-of-the-road solution is going to work for me. I have to be all in, just like earlier was said. There's either I believe in God totally, totally, or I'm not going to get it. I'm not going to get the program. And that rigorous honesty that we need to have, and especially myself, that I need to have, has to be there every day, every moment of every day. I have to continue to live in the day today and not focus on anything else, because all I have is today. And yes, this is the last day of 2020, which most of us today we'll have a feeling of hope for 2021, that our lives will become better. But I believe God brought us this way. He's showing us what good can come of all of this. And we need to be reminded we're only there for each other. And we need to keep that in mind to be useful to one another. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Lorene W. in Massachusetts, and everybody who has shared today. What a fabulous meeting. We will now transition the meeting by reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Brandy M. please read A Vision for You?
Sure. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do for the man who is still sick. The answer will come if your own house is in order, but you obviously cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road to happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you safe until then. Thanks for allowing me to do service, and Happy New Year, everyone.